There's 104 days of summer vacation till school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe
building a rocket or fighting a mommy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain. Finding the dodo bird, painting the continent, or driving our sister insane. This could possibly be the best day ever. And the forecast says that tomorrow will likely be a million and six times better. So make every minute count, jump up, jump in, and seize the day. And let's make sure that in every single possible way, today is gonna be a great day. Crossing the tundra or building a roller coaster, skiing down a mountain of beans. Devising a system for remembering everything or synchronizing submarines. Racing chariots, taming tiger sharks, constructing a portal to Mars. Building a time machine, stretching a rubber tree, or wailing away on guitars.
Oh, man.
This could possibly be the best day ever. And the forecast says that tomorrow. Great day.
Hey, 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 hey.
Let's put our heads together and design a master plan. We may miss dinner, but I know Mom will understand.
We've got our mission and suppliers, yogurt, gumballs, and desire.
Hello and welcome to episode 50 of PALCA, the podcast organization without a cool acronym, brought to you by the Geekcaster Network. It's 50 days, folks, of Phineas and Ferb, but I nearly forgot what the hell I wrote on this thing. I am, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me is Pecan Court Michael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Sometimes I wish it would stop. and today is the 50th day of summer. This means it's the day that the GCRN continues our new cartoon review podcast for the summers of 2016 and 2017. This year, celebrating 10 years of Phineas and Ferb, we have reached 50 episodes of the podcast. We've been doing this, not necessarily 50 days straight in a row, but I'm going to make it seem like it's actually been that way. So, we're 50 days into 104.
Skill.
I know, right?
That's exactly right. Good job. Need a big pat on the back.
Yeah. Rock the rainbow, taste the rainbow. That's all we need. A little higher. Higher. Oh, God. And now, an old Super Bowl commercial, folks.
I don't know. That one. I'm sorry. The last Skittles commercial I can remember is the Skittle Pox.
The Skittles.
Is it contagious? I don't think so. You seen that one?
Yes, I've seen Skittle Pox.
Look up Skittle Pox. It's funny.
All right, let's do this. I got minds to twist and values to warp.
Mr. Tyler? Your Skittles portrait.
That is E to the Z ooh tweedly disgusting!
You haven't heard me sing diddly ding yet.
Dream on!
Higher.
Dream on!
I think a little higher.
Dream
rainbow. Taste the rainbow.
The one I'm referencing was the Super Bowl Steven Tyler one, where he goes in and there's a self-portrait of him out of Skittles. And this self-portrait is animated
awful.
And talking.
Yeah.
And he's like, and the animated one.
He's like, higher. Like,
and it breaks him. He's like, that's better. But at the end, the reason why I made the Taste the Rainbow, Rock the Rainbow reference is because the guy that is the rainbow voice at the end of all those commercials.
Yeah.
It's Larry Kenny. It's Lord Lionel from Thundercats.
Is this seriously?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
So almost every Skittles commercial I have to watch because I need to see the end to see what, you know, Rock the Rainbow, whatever, Taste the Rainbow, because they do all kinds of different ones.
Yeah.
For the various commercials. But no, I just absolutely love that Dream On. And you know what the crazy thing is? Dream On is my least favorite Aerosmith song. Oh, God.
Oh, that's funny. I was just listening to Alice Cooper today with my son Gavin, who's suddenly obsessed with old Alice Cooper music now. And he did, on his Trash album, he had a guest appearance by Steven Tyler. Sweet. And I was listening to it, and I was like, oh my god, that's Steven Tyler. I completely forgot Steven Tyler was in this. It's funny. The boy has no idea who the hell Steven Tyler is, but... Yeah.
Well, that's why you're supposed to teach him.
Yeah, it was a teachable moment, but I missed it. Sorry. We were driving, and I wasn't going to stop and have him listen to Aerosmith.
Well, I'm not saying you need to sit here and have a rock and roll lesson, you know, pull off to the side of the road and have a rock and roll lesson with your son. But I'm saying,
let me tell you all about Aerosmith. There you go. This is important. Listen.
Wow. Alrighty then. Holy crap.
All right, we got a little bit too far down the rabbit hole that time.
That rabbit hole is pretty deep. I don't even think that, you know, we're late. It's 8:30. That kind of a, you know, rabbit joke is going to work here. Okay, so.
The lemonade stand. Wait, are we doing lemonade stand or are we doing She's the Mayor?
Mayor first.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pride that I announce the winner of this year's annual Mayor for a Day essay contest. For her brilliant essay entitled, Why My Little Brother Should Be Busted, I relinquish my office as Mayor for the Day to Candace Flynn.
Oh, bravo! Bravissimo!
Way to go, sis.
Miss Flynn has found the perfect metaphor for our troubled times. In this day and age, it is all of our responsibility to bust the little brothers of corporate greed to the mom of fiscal responsibility.
Hooray for busting little brothers being a perfect metaphor for our times!
Oh, that's great. I've been rushing home all summer long for a metaphor.
Candace Flynn has that true, good old pioneering spirit represented by the founding men and women who built this city using only what the land provided.
Hooray for building things without the tools and technology we take for granted today!
Let's hope the city survives.
Building things without tools and technology? Verb, I know what we're gonna do today.
I give you Candace Flynn.
We should bust my brothers? Yes, when I was the Queen of Mars,
Alrighty then, let's get you to your office. Candace Flynn, everybody.
Looks like Candace has a full day, and so do we. Let's bounce.
And here we are. Look at that. You get the big chair, and you get your own nameplate and a bowl of mints. Ooh, picture up. Great. Melanie, I'm off to my appointment. You make sure the new mayor has everything she needs. Miss Flynn, you are in charge.
In charge, huh? Time to make some new laws.
You realize this is just a temporary position for show? You don't really have the power to...
So, as mayor, I officially gave you the rest of the week off.
Well, that's really cute, but...
With pay.
Melanie is out, Pace.
Hey, Stacy, how'd you like to be the assistant to the mayor?
Coolness. At your service.
At last, Candace Flynn is in charge.
She's the mayor.
New law.
New law. We're talking about Aerosmith during podcasts.
That's right. Candace is awarded the opportunity to be mayor for a day, so she uses her new status to create laws that can assist her with busting her brothers. Back at home, Phineas and Ferb build an authentic log cabin and a pioneer village. Meanwhile, Dr. Doofenshmirtz is scheduled to play golf with his brother, but since he hates the game, he creates the Accelerate-inator to speed things along. However, he is unaware that his invention also has the ability to open up holes to other dimensions. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. It really didn't open up holes to other dimensions.
Yeah, it did.
I don't feel like that's what happened.
That's... How else do you explain that other dimensional-looking thing destroying the Accelerator-inator?
Yeah, that was something different.
Yeah, that was something very alternate dimension.
It's really a little dimension-y.
Yeah, very, very dimension-y.
How do you win a mayor for the day essay contest?
I honestly have no idea.
How is there such a thing?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I mean, if Candace can do it, okay, sure, fine, that's great. Yeah. Candace is a smart girl. But I mean, Danville must... The Danville City Committee or whatever thing must have really low expectations, because at the end, the old coot who wants the gold gets to be the mayor. Like, what the hell, people?
If you find any gold, it's mine.
It's mine. That's right. There's gold in them, their mayor offices. So, yeah, we got this one. Candace becomes mayor for a day. Phineas and Ferb, they're just one toolbox shy of needing a sponge and a starfish at this point. Oh my god. So slow.
Yeah, hand saws suck.
Yeah.
They just aren't getting anywhere.
The only thing a hand saw is good for is for accidentally cutting off your hand.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's called a handsaw. So lame.
I mean, it's not like they can bring in lightsabers or anything, because everybody that, you know, ends up using a lightsaber has to lose a hand.
That's exactly right. Give that guy a hand.
It'd be really grievous if you needed to give him four hands.
That's a Star Wars thing.
Yeah, General Grievous. He had the four arms. Come on!
I thought that's what you were going for, but it was a little too sophisticated for you, so I had to verify.
Hey, wait a minute. It's sophisticated for me. Don't you mean sophisticated for you? Oh. I got the joke.
I got it. I just had to clear it. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. If your mom says she loves you, check it out.
Oh, no.
So Candace makes all these executive decisions.
Yes.
She makes more executive decisions than Trump. She makes better ones, I think. But
well, obviously.
But more, nevertheless. Yeah. She's got a lot going on. She's a busy girl.
Mm-hmm. And for some odd reason, the entire town thinks that busting her brothers is a metaphor for everything. Because apparently everybody in Danville loves metaphors.
That's right. It's a metaphor. There's a whale in the sauna. This is a metaphor for something.
No, that's actually being literal.
Pretty sure it's a metaphor for something.
No, because the whale in the sauna, it's right over there.
So it's funny, we're already getting into the dovetailing here, the fishtailing, in that Roger basically puts Candace in charge, puts anybody, he doesn't care, puts somebody in charge for the day so that he can go golfing.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who's there? Golfing.
Doofenshmirtz.
And the best part, this is the funniest thing, is he can't see Perry, who's his caddy. He's just like... He's like, you look strangely familiar. Like, yeah, it looks strangely familiar. That's funny. New law. You know what? For some reason, I could not remember the word bedazzled. I could not remember the word bedazzled. But Candace is using her private bedazzled paramilitary group to spy on her brothers. And I was trying to remember what the word was, and for some reason something a little naughtier kept popping into my head. It was funny.
Yeah, no, stop.
Not the right word.
No.
You know what word I'm talking about.
Yeah, stop. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just don't even.
New law.
Yeah, new law. No innuendos on this podcast. Right. New law.
That's right. Okay. So Doof uses his accelerator-inator to hurry up his golf game, cutting Candace's tenure short.
Yup.
Candace wins. She busts her brothers until a hole in the space-time continuum rewinds history.
Well, no. Well, no.
I didn't think it was like another dimension. It was like a hole in the space-time continuum. And that's exactly what he said. He said, you know, this is good for accelerating things, but it's bad because it just might open up a hole in the space-time continuum.
Yeah, but and that allowed something from another dimension to pop through. And what is super interesting to me, and I was not able to catch everything because I was not going to stop, and I was not going to pause play. Did you notice half the stuff they're doing on the rewind when they get to the point where the thing comes out of the thing?
No.
It's after Hines turns the thing up and it speeds everything up. It opens the dimensional thing, lets the thing. On the rewind, there was some big thing that happened, and I saw it, but I completely missed it at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember that. That's not sounding familiar to me. I may have missed it. It's possible.
So yeah, I'm not exactly sure what the heck was going. Well,
looking up on the wiki now, I can't find it fast enough. So there's that. Yeah. So no, I liked this one. I would be prepared to give it a 4. I found it entertaining. I thought it was weird. I mean, normally we have like heavy presence on the boys or pair, you know, and very little presence on Doof, and here it was like almost the opposite. It was like almost all Doof and Schmertz, and occasionally we would check in on the boys and they'd be very slowly sawing through a log. Like, oh, this is awful, why are we doing this, this is a terrible idea.
Yeah, I don't know. But there was a whole bunch of, going back to my rewind thing here.
Yeah.
When it rewinds.
Hey, you found it, huh? All right, cool.
It shows like Perry and Doof in like Egyptian wear. It shows Perry and Doof sitting down while one of them is ironing. It shows like Doofenshmirtz making platypus stew with Perry in the pot, kind of like a witch hazel cauldron type thing, like Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
It shows a whole bunch of stuff, but you gotta really, really be looking for it. I like She's the Mayor. It's a cool kind of Candace / Hines episode. Just for the sheer fact that we can now create a new Palka audio ad, and at the end of it, I can put, "I'm Hines Doofenshmirtz, and I approve this evil message."
That's right. I approve this evil message. That's funny. Yep.
So, yeah, absolutely. She's the Mayor. Very, very cool. Now, let's head on down to the lemonade stand.
milk, lemonade.
What?
You've heard this before. You had to have. You grew up in America.
Sometimes I wonder.
Lemonade round the corner where the fudge is made.
Oh, no. I don't think I remember that.
Never heard that?
Don't think so.
Holy cow.
I know.
All right, then. All right. Yeah.
I don't think the water was hot enough to holy that cow.
There's not enough water to hold that cow.
But there's plenty of hot, steamy water to, you know, to have a holy rusted metal Batman.
So it's for me. Rusty Sanchez Batman.
No, holy rusted metal Batman.
I don't know what that is. Rusted metal? You're yeah, losing me.
It's from Batman Forever. When Robin says to Val Kilmer's Batman, when they get on the sub, and Robin taps the ground because the sub is metal and it's holy and it's rusted.
Oh.
Holy rusted metal, Batman. All right.
Yeah.
Gotcha! It's a good thing I threw away a lifelong friendship to keep an eye on you two and your ridiculous...
Lemonade stand. We liked your idea so much, we decided to go for it. And it's turning out to be a big hit.
Wow, this is the best lemonade I've ever had. Hit me again! A regular old lemonade stand? That's it? Huh, that means there's nothing for me to bust today, which means... I have a free day! Phineas and Ferb, I gotta hand it to you. Finally acting like normal mediocre kids doing normal mediocre stuff. Thanks for giving me the day off!
Lemonade stand. Phineas and Ferb build the ultimate lemonade stand and begin to offer franchise opportunities. Meanwhile, Candace and Stacy's relationship is put to the test when Candace feels she must pick between their friendship and busting her brothers, while Doofenshmirtz creates a paper cut-inator. So that he can make trillions selling bandages.
That is really evil. Paper cut in it. I mean, he's actually talking about injuring people.
Yeah. That's true.
What's funny here, though, is like it's an episode about the lemonade, and there's a paper cut-inator. So you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I already know what's going to happen. Nah, I don't even have to watch the whole thing. I already know what's going to happen. It's funny. I like that it's like Starbucks. It's the Starbucks of lemonade.
Yep.
Yeah. So they have all these lemonade franchises all over the city, and they're not like spread out.
No.
they're all on top of each other.
Yeah.
It's pretty ridiculous.
And I think the reason why that is, though, is because it was so popular. So many people wanted it.
The demand was so high that they had to open 50 in a row.
Yep.
Yeah.
And apparently Buford works at all of them.
Yeah. He's that knowledgeable, I was going to say soda jerk, but they don't have those anymore, right?
Yeah, no.
He's the Mo.
No, he's not the Mo. He is not. No, Buford Van Stomp is nothing like Mo Sizlak at all. Oh God, can you imagine if Mo Sizlak was Buford's dad? Oh my God.
It was funny because like Buford is like the lemonade bartender, and he's back here reminiscing about the squid episode.
Yeah, it was all this brouhaha.
This brouhaha. Yeah, it was funny. I mean, I thought it was funny. I like it when they reference other episodes.
Absolutely.
Folded paper weaponry.
Yeah, no.
No.
And like you said, I mean, as soon as he revealed it, the paper cutinator, okay then, like, we didn't see that ending coming.
Well,
as soon as I saw the giant robot with hand, lemonade stand robot with hands,
yeah,
and then I saw the paper cutinator, I'm like, oh, I know exactly where this is going.
Exactly where this is going.
This is not even a question.
Yeah. Like, you know, I don't even have to watch the ending now because I'm
pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure I know what's up.
The only thing I wish would have happened a little bit more was I wish instead of destroying or dissolving or cleaning up the robot, I wish he would have gone a little berserk. Because it just kind of is like, it's not really an anticlimactic ending, but it's kind of like, okay, so he got a paper cut on his hand, he can't do the lemonade anymore, and all the stands dried up. And they're like, oh, sorry, folks, we're out. I guess we're done.
Yes, we're so, done.
It's all like, right. Really? Seriously?
Yeah. The lemonade stands close and the town economy goes completely under.
I know, right?
It's like every store was a lemonade stand, and they all closed at once.
Yep.
Well, you know what? I guess the whole town's going under. We can't pay our taxes. We're gonna be like Mad Max in the streets from now on. We're gonna be fighting for gasoline.
Mm-hmm. And again, if Phineas and Ferb, you know, talking about the monetary stuff, if they're donating money to the city or whatever, or they're, you know, they got to be making money of this somehow. If it's all dried up and they put the money back into the business, they're going to end up being broke. Then tomorrow we can't go on a damn Hawaiian vacation. Again, me pointing out, where in the hell do the Flynn Fletchers get all of their money? Because, I mean, it's like...
They sell a lot of antiques.
I guess so.
Just buttloads of antiques.
Antique steamrollers. It's the new... Antique steamrollers are the new black.
Antique steamrollers. Yeah, because, you know, those are useful, I guess, mm-hmm. somehow. Yeah.
Yep.
For rolling down hills, mostly.
Yes, pretty much. I like Lemonade Stand. I think it's a good episode. It's not the best episode, but...
Right. It's having a distinct problem of following the beak.
Yeah.
You know, which is bad enough. But, you know, She's the Mayor. It was a nice episode. You know, I like Stacy. I like, Candace, and she's doing her thing, busting her brothers. She actually wins in the end. And then you've got the lemonade stand. It's just, you know, I mean, Death by 1,000 Paper Cuts is pretty epic, right?
Yeah.
But it's not quite enough. Oh, wait a minute. It had one saving grace. Vanessa shows up in the end.
Yeah. Dad, you know he's not actually here anymore, right?
That's right.
Yeah, lemonade stand.
You know, I would probably give it a 2. It just wasn't that great.
Yeah, I give it a 2.5. I really don't like giving low scores, but you're right. I mean, following the beak and She's the Mayor was a good episode because it was a good candidate.
Yeah.
This episode was supposed to focus on the boys and what they're doing. She's the Mayor focused on what Candace was doing in order to bust the boys. And the boys' stuff in She's the Mayor was essentially... I mean, it's there.
Yeah.
Because it's part of the... It has to be because it's the formula of the damn show. It's, you know... I'm not going to change the name of the show to Candace and Stacy start, you know, featuring Phineas and Ferb. You know what I mean? It's like, so I mean, the stuff is there, but it's not front and center. And with Lemonade Stand, they're supposed to be front and center with the Lemonade Stand, and they do this story A point B or whatever with Candace and Stacy about their friendship, and they've got the thing with Doof with the paper cutinator, and his explanation of the paper cutinator, it needs a lot of paper for it to work. And then it comes out with one little tiny thing. And then, of course, at the end, you know, you get a whole paper mill going in there. And he gets, you know, like you said, Death of 1,000 Paper Cuts.
Yeah. Death of 1,000. That's awful. That would hurt.
You came up with it, not me.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because he's lying there with all these paper cuts. And then Vanessa gives him a lemonade bath.
Well, she didn't actually do that on purpose.
She's like, oh, look. Oops.
Yep.
It's like, did she not do it on purpose?
I don't think she did it on purpose. She's not Norm.
That's right.
There was no rug there to trip over. But yeah, Lemonade Stand, I'm going to give it a 2.5.
All right. You kind of see the cringe while you say that.
Yeah, kind of. So over the next 2 days, folks, we've got two big things happening. We've got tomorrow in episode 51, we've got Hawaiian Vacation, which is a two-parter, which I will have plenty of Zach and Cody references because Mr. Mosby from Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, Phil Lewis, does a voice in Hawaiian Vacation.
That's right. Yeah.
And then day 52, episode 52 of the podcast, marks our halfway point.
Oh, boy.
52 and 52 is 104. And that is going to be Summer Belongs to You. So we're going to have Clay Aiken and Chaka Khan on the podcast.
Really?
No. I just wanted to see what your reaction would be.
You should have seen my face. It was like, what? What? What?
Why not? Dare I say why not?
You may ask why, and I counter with why not?
That's right. All right. So that's what's coming up over the next couple of days. We're going to take a quick break, close the show after this.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Andrea Letamendi, clinical psychologist.
And I'm Brian Ward, nerd, and we want to invite you to listen to our new podcast, The Arkham Sessions.
It's a podcast dedicated to the fun
and geeky
analysis of Batman the Animated Series, episode by episode.
We pay tribute to the writers and the stories of the animated series,
while also exploring the very real psychology behind Gotham's rogues.
And maybe even its heroes. All of this and more
each week
on the Arkham Sessions
at underthemaskonline.com.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes flying's gonna be so flighty.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Blaine, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's got to be good.
We are back here on the podcast organization with a cool acronym. And episode 50, day 50. You know, folks, I tried my best when I made the schedule for this podcast to have the big numbers. Originally, we would have done She's the Mayor and the Lemonade Stand with the beak. And that way, somehow I could figure in Hawaiian Vacation and Summer Belongs to You in the 50th episode, but that would have made it extremely way too long.
Oof, yeah.
Yeah. So, tomorrow, as I said, episode 51, thank you for joining us here on Palka. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on this and all of other podcasts and posts and writings and things like that. We've got a cool series up there that's been going for a while. Our buddy Movie Revolt Dan is doing a series called Movies to Show My Son. So check that out. Very cool series. Yeah, no, he's doing a really good job. I'll have to point that out to you later.
Yeah.
So very, very cool over there. Check out all the other content we do. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. We still don't have iTunes. This is episode 50. This is day 50. We still have no iTunes reviews for the podcast organization without a cool acronym. What's wrong with all you people?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter. Mine is at TFUNMike. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. What is your Twitter?
PeconCTMichael.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Palka and wish you'll join us tomorrow when we will be giving you our thoughts on the next two-parter of Phineas and Ferb, which is Hawaiian Vacation. For now, I am TFU and Mike with
Michael Wilson.
Thank you for listening. Until next time, Doof, send us off.
Seriously, life as you know it is over. Thank you. And remember, Doof you, Doof me, Doof us.
I'm Heinz Doofenshmirtz, and I approve this evil message.
Hello, geeks and geekettes. Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Finally, the plumber. The garbage disposal is stuck again. The same one you fixed last week, by the way. And while you're at it, oh, who needs to see that? Sheesh! Oh, I'll be in the other room. I mean, oh, for crying out loud. What, you're done already? You've only been here for like 15 seconds, and I was talking for like half of that. What kind of a plumber are you? A platypus plumber? Perry the platypus plumber? Perry the platypus! Amazing what you can do with toilet paper, which you'd know if you were a real plumber. In fact, it's amazing what you can do with all kinds of paper. And no, I'm not a hoarder.
Let's go back. Go back to the late 80s, mid 90s. When you need help, just call Japan Bells. Rescue Ranger, Japan Bells. And talk about Disney Afternoon. Episode 81 to 84 of Tooncast Beyond is all about the Disney Afternoon. Adventures of the Gummy Bears, Tailspin, Rescue Rangers, DuckTales, Darkwing Duck, Goof Troop, Bonkers maybe? Who knows? All that stuff, the Disney Afternoon, Spotlight coming soon here on Tooncast Beyond, only on GeekCastRadio.com.
Yeah. But wait, there's more!
Say it again.
Aren't you a little young to be a podcaster?
No, I'm not. Aren't you a little old to be watching this cartoon show?
Yes, I am. It's good to see the nation's senior citizens taking an interest in cartooning.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
There's not really any more. That's about it.